COVID Select Committee releases findings. The Constitution cannot be suspended in times of crisis. By Hannah Knudsen on December 5, 2024. The Constitution cannot be suspended in times of crisis. Chairman Brad Winstrup, RO, of the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic said, highlighting the findings of the subcommittee, which wrapped up its two-year investigation on the coronavirus pandemic. The subcommittee released the 520-page report this week, as Winstrup expressed hope that the investigation's findings will help the United States and the world predict the next pandemic, prepare for the next pandemic, protect ourselves from the next pandemic, and hopefully prevent the next pandemic. Members of the 119th Congress should continue and build off this work. There is more information to find and honest actions to be taken, Winstrup wrote to Congress. The COVID-19 pandemic highlighted a distrust in leadership. Trust is earned. Accountability, transparency, honesty, and integrity will regain this trust. A future pandemic requires a whole of America response managed by those without personal benefit or bias, he emphasized. We can always do better, and for the sake of future generations of Americans, we must. It can be done, he added. In his letter previewing the investigation, Winstrup highlighted what he described as its extensive findings, which include the fact that the U.S. National Institutes of Health, NIH, funded gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology and that school closures were not rooted in science and will have lasting impacts for generations to come. The seven findings highlighted by Winstrup are as follows. 1. The U.S. National Institutes of Health funded gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. 2. The Chinese government, agencies within the U.S. government, and some members of the international scientific community sought to cover up facts concerning the origins of the pandemic. 3. Operation Warp Speed was a tremendous success and a model to build upon in the future. The vaccines, which are now probably better characterized as therapeutics, undoubtedly saved millions of lives by diminishing likelihood of severe disease and death. 4. Rampant fraud, waste, and abuse plagued the COVID-19 pandemic response. 5. Pandemic-era school closures will have enduring impact on generations of America's children, and these closures were enabled by groups meant to serve those children. 6. The Constitution cannot be suspended in times of crisis and restrictions on freedom, so distrust in public health. 7. The prescription cannot be worse than the disease, such as strict and overly broad lockdowns that led to predictable anguish and avoidable consequences. The report is the result of more than 100 investigative letters, as well as more than 30 transcribed interviews and depositions, over 24 hearings and meetings, and the review of over 1 million pages of documents, according to a summary. Read the entire report here.